Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yowie wowie, we have a huge question that has taken the wrestling world by storm to answer today. Who indeed is the white, as the screen says back there, rabbi? That's the big question on the world rabbit. It was rabbit. Who is the white rabbit that has taken WWE and its universe by storm, joined by Adam Pacitti and Fraser Poitier?
Hello.
We're going to present to you all of the information we have surrounding this illustrious, elusive white rabbit, and then, you know, come to some sort of conclusion by the end of the video. We'll kick things off by going all the way back to last week's SmackDown. During a commercial break, the lights go off inside the arena. Then they play that there song, don't they, lads? That there song that everyone knows from certain adverts and the movies and whatnot. But when you go on Twitter and you see people sharing that there video, you learn that there song is called White Rabbit, not by Jefferson Starship, ooh, but by Jefferson Aeroplane.
That's the one you like.
Version, yeah, of, yeah, Jefferson Starship, who of course do Orange Cassidy's theme in AEW. All of wrestling's linked together, isn't it? So what was your immediate thoughts when you saw that video on Saturday morning on Twitter?
It was a lot of confusion. It was just like, it's a very weird choice to get the crowd hyped and in at the show. It just was, it didn't seem like a normal choice of song.
Just missed all the bags of weed being ferried in, just, you know, like Woodstock 69, baby. Kicking back in your chair, smoking a fat one.
Adam? I thought they were playing something weird. So people were like, oh God, what's this? Better go get some merch, buy some beers and that. I thought they were trying to make them funnel out to get back in. We didn't know more about the lights and all that at this point.
Yeah, because that was the main thing I picked up on, is the fact that when it goes, that's when the flash of red comes in. So that immediately got me thinking, you know, Bray Wyatt had the red for his entrance and all that stuff. When the Fiend would come and attack, the lights would go off, there would be a red bathing of the light in the arena. So that's where my mind went. Was there anything in sort of, because I saw a lot of people like dissecting the lyrics of the song. We have the lyric, and the red queen's off with her head. Charlotte Flair, anybody? No? Yes? No?
It's just not in fitting with her thing. Unless she gets a new character, which is something that perhaps she could do with upon her return. I wouldn't be adverse to that. But it's just too weird, isn't it, for, yeah, Charlotte?
And I saw someone else say the Red Queen in this song is actually referencing the Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland, which, yeah, means all of this could be about Natalia.
Imagine.
That's what everybody wants. So we're going to rule Natalia out officially right at the start of the video.
I think so.
Are you sure? Well, should we not entertain it a little bit?
Maybe some teases later that might tie back out to
No,
we'll see.
Let's not talk about Natalia today.
And of course, they had the lyric as well. Remember what the Dormouse said? Mouse immediately makes you think of Pac because of the Mighty Mouse gimmick he was allegedly nearly given by, yep, Vince McMahon way back in the day. It all just makes no sense at all. And of course, it ends with Feed Your Head, Feed Your Head. We'll get a little bit onto that in a little while because we've got some sort of Bray Wyatt tie-in with some guy he used to work with way back in the day who provided more information on that one. But the song's title obviously is White Rabbit. That got people thinking about Lucha Underground. I still haven't watched Lucha Underground. I want to, but I haven't found the time in my life yet.
It's meant to be really, really good. I know I sort of watched a wee bit of season one.
we got three experts here, haven't we? I've not seen it.
I watched some of season one and it was good. But what they're referring to with the White Rabbit song is what Karrion Kross.
Yes, Karrion Kross and Paul London were in a stable together in Lucha Underground where Kross was the leader and he was the White Rabbit. Now, when I saw this hypothesis put out there into the universe, I was thinking that's weird because Kross has just come back. He's just been given back what was his NXT gimmick. Surely, after how his NXT gimmick was changed up the first time around and went horribly wrong, surely, with Triple H being such a big fan and assumingly like the creator of, yeah, that NXT gimmick, we're not going to change things up straight away again. Did you think maybe there was something to do with Kross here or not?
I mean, a lot of people on social media sure did. I think it's possible, and it's more in fitting than your Natalias and your Charlotte Flairs of the world, isn't it? It's a bit spooky. It's a bit out there. But you're totally right in that he's just getting back what made him so unique. And the presentation of Karrion Kross is so spot on now. Like, the entrance especially, I don't think you need to add anything more into the mix there.
He sends TV back 55, 60 years with his little submission holds. Black and white.
That would be black and white filter.
Why?
Because it's like, it's so hokey. It's like he hits, locks in his move, and then black and white.
Fraser, that's literally the most interesting thing about the guy. I'm not bothered about the wrestling. I like Scarlett coming out. No, but
yeah. I like Scarlett too.
It's just, it goes black and white as soon as he locks in his submission that he covers his ear on.
But just Fraser hates Karrion Kross. But just to sort of rule him out a little bit more, in my mind at least, his little promo from last week's SmackDown was all about time being on his side. He was the master of time. He loves clocks, so he does. And that seemingly had no tie into White Rabbit and the 60s and weed and Woodstock.
Yeah, it just feels weird. It feels weird if it was him, especially calling back to a Lucha Underground gimmick that didn't really last too long.
I was saying on the news webinar the other day, that would be a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of like the Watch and WWE universe, which maybe there would be the point, like a little few people would get it and then word would spread. I guess that would be quite cool in a way.
Yeah, and it can't be written out because some of these things and the stuff that we're going to talk about in this video, they are so minuscule, aren't they? They are tiny little bits. So just a little nod here. I don't expect that to be a big part of his gimmick if it is him, which is not.
But then, of course, it happened at live events over the weekend. And even one of the examples we were shown on social media happened before the crowd were in the arena, which I thought was a little bit spooky.
Weird, I thought, right? That was just them testing it because they do that before. I mean, why would you possibly do that unless you know the footage is going to be leaked? I guess it was, but they always test out the entrance themes and all that, don't they?
Probably was that, yeah. But then Karrion Kross, going back to him, he stuck his beak in good and proper over the weekend. We had a tweet from Thunder, all kinds of letters and numbers on Twitter,
Rosa, I think that is.
Who says, "I'm glad at Real Killer Kross done this to kill the rumours," because there was a potential rumour on the Bray Wyatt thing being linked to Karrion Kross. Kross replied to this over the weekend, September the 19th, if you want the date to go back and look at it. "Call me a killer, guilty as charged. Paragraph space. However, I wouldn't look to me as a suspect for any of this. Paragraph space. I'm an innocent killer. People are reaching for answers and have no idea what to grasp for. Paragraph space. Keep watching and have fun. That's what I'm doing." Then he puts a little time thingy.
Sand
clock.
Hourglass.
That's the one. Yeah. We're on the ball.
I know what this is, what the whole video is about, but spooky cryptic bollocks on social media can just go away.
And that's the end of the video. Thank you for watching. We have more tweets this time from MSC on the social media, who has put a little nice graphic of Karrion Kross. He's got the old glove on, the glasses and whatnot from his Lucha Underground days, and the White Rabbit in his hand. The White Rabbit at the bottom of the picture. Karrion Kross seemingly stoking the fire at this point because he replies with a gif of Psycho Sid laughing, cackling like he does, going, "Ha ha ha ha." Of course, that might or may not be me, I don't know. Then we have Adam Nadeau the Third on Twitter. What an honour it is to say his
Adam
name.
Adam Nadeau the Third.
Nadeau.
No, sorry.
N-A-D-A-A-U.
Rabbi. It's
Rabbi. Yeah.
Sorry, Adam.
It's Alan as well. I misread. Anyway.
Sorry, Alan.
He says, "What is this White Rabbit at Real Killer Kross I've seen people talk about as of late? Feel like I'm missing something here. Lol." Alan, eh? And then Kross replies, "Flattered to be remembered for that. Keep watching. Assume nothing." So there we have Karrion Kross basically saying, "Thanks for remembering what I did way back in the day, but it's not me."
Yeah.
It's not me, but keep watching.
Yeah.
So he's obviously doesn't want to deny it outright because it's giving people some intrigue in him as well. Like, he's got some attention online. It's going to be weird if it is him, though.
Obviously, there is an outstanding candidate, just to give you a spoiler for the end of this video, for who this is all about. Could there be a potential scenario where this man has a stable surrounded by the likes of Karrion Kross?
I mean, it would be interesting, a new family. I don't want to mention his name in case you want to wait.
Steady on now, eh? Steady
he's
on.
There. He's literally there. What are you talking about?
I knew Wyatt family would be quite interesting, but I feel like Karrion Kross would be the wrong move to add to it.
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of a big deal on his own.
Exactly. And I think Triple H especially sees him as a big deal on his own. You don't want to dilute that by having him with somebody, you know, with somebody who's more charismatic and interesting like Bray Wyatt.
Right, Kyle A. Scarborough is a name you may not know. Adam Pacitti knows who that is. Who is he, Adam?
Kyle A. Scarborough is a guy who designed some of Bray's merch. Some of it was used on screen, some of it wasn't. And he's also, I think he's a tattoo artist, an artist in general, has very close links to Bray. They're real life friends. They follow each other on social media, which means everything.
Yes, he is a spooky bastard, in other words, because he was posting on social media after the stuff we saw on social media with Jefferson's aeroplane.
Jefferson's stairlift.
Jefferson's stairlift. That's their act now. Now they're getting on an age. But he posted on social media this horribly... We'll have to put these images on screen, Owen, in the post edit, if you wouldn't mind. Because this horrible rabbit-looking thing, where, you know, it's a human being, but it's got a rabbit mask on, the teeth are there, it's looking all very gruesome and gnarly and whatnot. And he's quote-tweeted it with a little thing which is covered in other things, but it says feed your head, which of course links back to Stepherson Jarfish. Their lyrics are the close of their song, obviously, which obviously that's an interesting thing there, the fact that he worked with Bray, now he's tying things together. Could he just be looking for clout because he's got no work at the moment?
Potentially. He's made something new for this. So I've done a bit of tech research on this. I reverse image searched this both on Google and TinEye, and there were no results found, which means that
is
not, it's not an image that has been uploaded to the web before. Or if it is, then they haven't archived it.
Because upon seeing this, and without really looking into Jefferson Starship's song there, and the lyrics and what they mean and what they are, I was just thinking, could this be a potential return of Rambling Rabbit Adam, which we forgot the name of on the news on the other day? Could this be Bray Wyatt potentially surrounding himself with a human army of the puppets that were puppets?
It's like,
but
really
now big, scary humans like this rabbit is.
Carrying crosses, Rambling Rabbit.
Wait, I get him in the mask, make it interesting. That went well the first time.
Dexter Loomis is... with buzzards.
He's busy with Miz being a weird guy.
He's creepy though, isn't he?
Yeah, it could be anyone, to be fair. But yeah. I like the idea of Bray maybe being surrounded by human versions of the puppets we saw. You have a buzzard.
That's cool, isn't it? Like a pig boy.
Have you seen the new Winnie the Pooh horror film, by the
terrifying.
Way? That's what I'm thinking about. Have you seen that?
No public licensing on it.
Oh wow!
But Winnie the Pooh and that's what I'm thinking about here. If you go and look at what Winnie the Pooh looks like in that film, and you'll get what I mean. It's terrifying.
And you can put brawn in that, guys, as well.
Of course,
it's more interesting too.
Painted him yellow.
Yeah, I quite like that. Genuinely, the first thing I thought when I saw that was bloody Adam Rose.
That is the one person nobody's speaking about is Adam Rose, because of course he had a white human-sized rabbit, which may or may not be Justin Gabriel.
It was just was it not Justin Gabriel? Yeah,
I think that was.
I thought the swagger soaring eagle was Gabriel.
No, was that Chavo?
Yeah, sorry.
It was Chavo. Sorry, God, men dressing up in costumes. We have more from Kyle's Twitter. This time he puts as the tweet, no one knows the day or the hour when these things will happen, not even the angels in heaven, but he's done some weird stuff, the lettering, or the son himself. Only the father knows. And there's a picture of what you would describe there, Fraser, is a fiendish looking picture, would you not say?
I would say so. I would say that's very fiend-like.
As you'll see on screen, because Owen's put it in the post edit. Sorry for making more work for you, Owen. So what do we make of that? That's another thing I just found from the last few days, 13 hours ago from the time we're sat here. So
it's creepy.
It's the smile, isn't it? It's the smile of the mask.
Do you reckon that's a new mask for Bray, potentially? New design?
Yeah, I'm trying to think, does it look like it's very more zombie-like.
It's got an eye, like the penguin from Batman. Is it in the comics?
I was going to say, it does feel very like DC or Marvel-like, rather than just your typical horror film.
Mm.
I would say, like the monocle that Penguin's got.
That's the one.
That's the word.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Danny DeVito. Not that one anyway. But after all that sort of stuff, after the stuff in the arenas around the weekend and whatnot, we get to Monday Night Raw and we see a couple of QR codes. The first is when Austin Theory's warming up backstage on the sort of like behind the big LED wall in the arena, because you see all the big connections and whatnot on how they work. I don't remember back in the day putting them together. Fun times out by all. And on one of those panels is a QR code. You scan that QR code and there's a little thing that appears. It's a game of Hangman with a white rabbit. Mm-hmm. And it says, who killed the world? Is the question. And you play the game of Hangman. Well, the game of Hangman gets played for you. As the guesses goes in, the word that is spelled out initially is demon. And then it ends up being, you did. Who killed the world? You did. What were your initial thoughts when you saw this morning?
More confusion. It was like, what on earth is going on? I thought it was really intriguing, though, because it's like, we're so used to getting these video packages. It's like, Vera's coming. And it's just a build-up.
Vera?
Vera's coming.
Oh, Vera's coming.
On the stairlift.
Duckworth and Jack are coming to get us.
So we're so used to those type of video packages. We don't get anything that's actually unique It's always just this person is coming to Raw or whatever. NXT's been better at that.
Triple H loves a QR code. Triple H loves a QR code so much he did one for the return of Zoe Stark. It was literally like she was making a big return from injury or whatnot, but I don't think people cared enough beforehand for a QR code to be utilized here. It was literally just before the match, before the ad break, he scanned the QR code and what was shown was her walking, like just her kick pads walking. And then she did the entrance, obviously, when the show came back on the air. That was how he used the QR code.
So this could be Zoe Stark's.
We can't rule it out. She's had it before. But I think I forgot to mention there as well, when you initially scan the QR code and log on to whatever website it is, the White Rabbit appears with the phrase, "Feed your head," obviously going back to Jefferson Aeroplane's song. I don't know why I struggle with that.
Jefferson, because there's two bands.
Yeah. I prefer the Starship Me, even though it's the same thing, minus a couple of people. A
couple of people, and then they went, they're Starship. They're also Starship, the band.
Keep going.
It's so confusing.
Wonderful. Then we see, I've said that bit, the font, the typography is quite interesting here because it seems to be what Bray used when he was the Fiend.
It's identical. Yeah. Used Identifont. To scan it in, basically, and they look for ones that match, and it's the exact.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Same as I think it was a 2014 or 2015 t-shirt with the lamb on
with
it.
The lamb.
That's the first time it was used. It might have been used afterwards, but they do totally match up.
Interesting.
Yeah,
what's that font called for people who want to use it at home? Put them on the spot.
Creepybastard.ttf. And also, I looked at the source code of the website. Only the first one I looked at. I thought maybe they put a little something in a comment on the source code. It is literally just an HTML5 video player. That's it. And then some analytic stuff. Nothing of interest. I was really hoping they'd have gone the extra mile. I mean, the QR code is cool. But I thought, oh, I'm going to be the first. No, of course.
How many of you at home thought the same thing as Adam there? Feeling shortchanged.
This is at like 2:30 in the morning last night. I was hyped. Yeah. Putting up my laptop. I was just on my phone and got it out.
One thing that I think a lot of people have skipped over is if your eyes go to the bottom right hand corner of this here little thing when you scan the QR code, there's an hourglass in the bottom right hand corner. But crucially, it is circled by a red ring, which on Wyndham Rotunda social media stuff recently, a lot of red rings have been seen. His in particular.
Does that mean he's targeting Cross first off?
Potentially, yeah.
So I mean, it's sort of in a target. The red ring I think is quite important, and to me that signifies he's going after Cross first.
Because it's interesting. We'll get onto now because we get onto an alarm clock which it's white and it flashes blue for a split second, goes back to white, and it reads 9:23. What's the date this Friday? I hear everybody says I try not to sneeze.
9:23.
It's 9:23. 23/9. The 23rd of September. It looks like this person or thing, whatever, Natalia, Charlotte Flair, we don't know, is going to debut this week on SmackDown with this new gimmick. And I mentioned that because it's interesting that Karrion Kross is quite literally bollocks deep with Drew McIntyre at the moment.
Is he set to face Drew at Extreme Rules?
Not yet, but it looks like they're going to be.
Do we know that he's going to appear, though, or whoever's going to appear on SmackDown this week? I interpreted that as it's going to be another teaser.
Yeah,
we're going to get another riddle. We're going to try and have go on for a few
weeks. And you
know what?
There's mileage there, isn't there? It's a very quick turnaround. Like, this stuff happened Friday, was it? The weekend, the spooky bollocks started. I think they can get another 2 or 3 weeks out of it.
Months, yeah.
Going in October, going to spooky month.
The problem is Bray's been being cryptic for quite a while on social media. Maybe people are a little bit fed up of it. And you want to get your money's worth as well. If he's under contract now, you may as well stick him out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Then we go on to the second QR code that was seen during Raw. There was just a guy with a big old sign walking through the crowd. Did you scan the QR code? If you did, you will have seen a rabbit going seemingly into a rabbit hole with the caption, "Come with me, and you'll see a world of pure madama." Street Profits versus Brawl and Brutus, the match you need to watch if you want to see this and take part in that "Come with me" experience. Now, Jack Atkins upstairs provided an interesting hypothesis here, because when you scan this particular QR code, you see lots of black and white patterns and whatnot. He reckons that when Bray Wyatt was dressed as the Mad Hatter in the Firefly Funhouse, Alexa Bliss is with him, and Alexa Bliss is wearing a dress that is also black and white. Does it have the similar pattern? He couldn't quite remember.
But
we're here to present all the information, so read into that one if you want to.
I mean, going on that Alexa Bliss point, during her match last night, the lights went
a little flash down. There was a little flash during the Alexa Bliss match, not the one you were probably hoping for, but the lights went off and then back on again. Is this a coincidence or is it something else?
I think it could be part of this. I think it definitely has she's got a history with Bray, and if it's Bray coming back and Alexa's been a bit stale for a wee while. Yeah.
You know what I feel? I feel it's weird that they kept Lily around.
Yeah.
She literally went to therapy to get rid of Lily. The guy destroyed her. This Lily she's got is a replica with the insides of the original in it. Or something. Yeah, that was the story they told.
I reckon they sold out so quick the first time round. They ordered like 50,000 of the things and they just needed to stick it on TV a little bit. Well, genuinely, that could actually be it.
Because it is naff, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Alexa needs something new, and I think this could massively benefit her. She referenced something during her promo, didn't she?
It was Bayley was like, "Back in the day, you used to torment me." This is when Bayley was like the lovable guy, the lovable baby face who couldn't work out how to use a kendo stick when taking on Alexa Bliss back in the day. So this predates sort of Alexa Bliss with Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton, all the stuff that we saw during all the lockdowns of 2020 and 2021. I'm willing to give that sort of stuff a chance this time because Vince McMahon's not there and Triple H is there, because it wasn't the performances of the likes of Bray and Randy and Alexa that was my issue with it back in the day. It was what they were given to do. It was really naff. It was too stupid for me.
It wasn't. There was no crowd to sort of give it a response, which made it feel, which is weird talking about something that's like supernatural and spooky, but having the crowd there really helps for it.
Yeah.
Like, that's why The Undertaker worked so well.
You know what they did? They did make the most of it, just to play devil's advocate, in that they were able to do stuff with post-production that they otherwise couldn't have done. With the live crowd not being there, they did some stuff that is impossible to do in front of a live audience. But ultimately, it was pretty naff.
So I reckon Triple H could get more on the right track with that sort of stuff if he wanted to.
Yeah.
See, Lee loves spooky stuff, doesn't he? Triple H and skulls and that.
Yeah,
and just metal music and all that sort of stuff. We have more clues to bring to the table. We have something that I've stolen from Twitter and is provided by a Reddit user. Which one? I have no idea. They claim to have cracked the theory, or the whatever we're talking about here today, because on July the 4th, Wyndham 6, Bray Wyatt on Twitter, made a post saying, "Anyone in here know anything about Self, Arkansas?" I'm sure it's a place in Arkansas. It's called Self.
Yeah.
Is it a well-known place?
No, it's a very, very small, not even a town. It's kind of like a small village.
You know a lot about it for not being well-known.
I also was on Reddit at 4 a.m. this morning going, "What on earth is this?"
And while Bray Wyatt, Wyndham 6, was in Arkansas in July of this year, he says, "If you are local and can navigate to the Devil's Hole, please let me know." What could this mean? Well, the Devil's Hole in South Arkansas is what I mean. Yeah. So this person on Reddit did some research. I found this screenshot on Twitter and the username wasn't included, so I do apologize if you're watching this video. And they said they did some research on South Arkansas, and this isn't even a town. It's an unincorporated community, which means it doesn't belong to a specific town and it's not its own town. When I looked up the Devil's Hole in South Arkansas, I got linked to this forum post from 2004, which says a crazy bunch of stuff like the Devil's Hole in Boone County in South Arkansas. I don't know what any of this means. And in the red text under the title where it says moderator, their name is White Rabbit. Could that mean the moderator of the website or the moderator of the Reddit post? I've got no idea.
It's just too specific to be a coincidence, isn't it? It's so good. And you know what? I love talking about this because this is really fun. And I'd like to think that this proves that us wrestling fans actually may be able to understand subtleties.
Yeah.
It's quite fun, isn't it? Not just having stuff shoved in your face.
The fact that
we're going to be talking about this, if it doesn't happen on SmackDown, we're going to be talking about this for weeks to come. And I'm really, really enjoying deciphering the cut. This is like an escape room, but with wrestling. I love it.
I want more teases like this. Like, I've been going through his Twitter to see if we can find anything. Because that was way back in July.
July, yeah.
Before any rumors suggested that he was on his way back to WWE.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how long has he had this planned?
Oh, so good. What a clever guy.
Especially if that post is from 2004. He's had to, like, really research this new idea.
What happens if you Google just spooky bollocks? is the Devil's Hole in Boone County, South Arkansas, the first thing that appears, and he's just gone from there? Yeah. Who knows? But there's one theory.
Vince was still around, and that was it. He just searched spooky bollocks on Google.
We also have to bring the same band that sang White Rabbit also have a song miraculously called Let Me In, which, of course, Jefferson Aerostar playing, which is obviously a miraculous tie-in. Miraculous, yeah. So it is, because of what Bray Wyatt did with The Fiend and whatnot. We also have a little theory there where it's like he carried a head lantern, obviously, when he was The Fiend. It obviously ties into Feed Your Head. With what? We have no idea.
Candles.
Lights, all sorts of stuff. Electronics. The last figure... Action figure.
Yeah.
Sold by WWE was Bray Wyatt dressed as the Mad Hatter. This has been verified by Action Figure Man himself, Jack Atkins upstairs in the office. So if it's wrong, direct all complaints to him. I think it's Brad Atkins on Twitter. And obviously the tie-ins are there with Alice in Wonderland and the White Rabbit and all that sort of stuff there. Bray Wyatt's Twitter game is also neat to be mentioned right now, because he changed his Twitter quote in his bio on the same day. I think it was the same day as last week's SmackDown when this obviously all started. He who opens the door below is Alice in Wonderland reference, apparently.
So,
because of a door.
And the White Rabbit as well, as a character in Alice in Wonderland. Yeah. So I think it means somebody who is always late. I'm pretty sure, like, in British terminology, whatever, to be a White Rabbit is somebody who is always running late for everything. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that plays into it at all, maybe. So
when I looked up the quote, all I could find was the Egyptian god Anubis, who is the god
dog.
Jesus. The dog, yeah. He's the god of the underworld. Who does a thing, it's the weighing of the hearts when a soul dies. And it feels to me very much like the Heart and Heel that Bray did. And it's he weighs whether a soul will go to the underworld and hell, or whether they'll go to heaven and they'll get through into the, you know, the afterlife. Feels like that's quite intentional. For me, when I looked it up, obviously there's the Alice in Wonderland connotations of it as well, but that's very sort of like quite demonic, which ties into the demon thing that we saw in the Hangman. But it's very, very rabbit hole-esque for this whole thing.
Yeah, if you're just wondering what his old Twitter thing was, it said revenge is a confession of pain. And if you're wondering if there is much to be read into Bray Wyatt's Twitter activity, his bio just after the whole Vince McMahon thing kicked off this year was "Begin again, kid. It's what you do, -VKM, which is obviously Vince's initials. So why put that there? Nobody has any idea. But again, he could be about to begin again as something else that we haven't seen before in the WWE. And I think that is just about all of the information we have as we're sat here, 14:25 BST on a Tuesday afternoon. Anything else you've seen on the social medias that you want to bring to the table?
I mean, there's just so many little things that folk are going, oh, this ties up with, I think you mentioned it earlier with the... What's the question that the Hangman game is asked? Is it who killed the world?
I'll tell you.
Have you got it?
I'll tell you. Who killed the world?
Who killed the world?
Girls.
From... I think that's from Mad Max, which Bray is a very well-known fan of Mad Max. Mm-hmm. So it could be that. And also with the whole Mad Max thing, it's from Fury Road, in which there's lots of analysis of that film, but it's the fact that toxic masculinity killed the world, and it feels very much, possibly, for me in a way, that could be a shot at WWE.
Ooh, you are reading way too much into that.
I love it. It's great.
I love a conspiracy theory.
So, right, I think we all sit here in agreement that this is going to be Bray Wyatt.
Natalia.
Sorry,
she is the Red Queen.
Or Bray.
Zoe Starks.
So, I don't know if that's going to be on SmackDown this week. We don't know if it's going to be a few weeks away at a pay-per-view, whatever. Essentially, this would be a very, very foolish thing to be doing, knowingly teasing little Bray Wyatt references, and it would be career suicide for Triple H as head of creative. It would be a dumb thing to do that people would remember. This is Bray. It's nobody else.
Yeah. And I guess we also have to throw into the mix is the fact that I think Meltzer and other people like that have been reporting that Bray is actually in talks with Triple H for a return. So it all seems to be a happy coincidence. Let's put our necks on the line. Will Bray Wyatt return as something we've seen already, or will he return as something brand new?
I love your idea about the real life Firefly Funhouse characters.
Let's get that picture of the White Rabbit again, please, Owen. Look at that. Look how scary he is, a human.
Terrifying.
Oh, my God. Imagine that just coming at you and attacking you. No.
No, thank you.
Imagine a pig in a similar vein, a buzzard. Who else was there?
Winnie the Pooh.
Page in the window.
Yeah.
Yep. John Cena. I think this will be a Wyatt family 2.0. I agree. I think it's going to be something completely different because I think it needs to be as well. Following Brody's tragic passing, you don't want to revisit something too similar. I think you can do an updated but very different version of that. You don't just want a load of blokes in overalls being creepy down by the swamp. You need to make it something unique. And so, yeah, I think Wyatt Family 2.0. I'd love to see it.
I think, yeah, I'm similar vibe though with that. I think going back, I really love the cult leader Bray Wyatt character. That was my favorite version of the character. So I'd love to see a return to that, but with a bit more of a, like a Charles Manson twist, where it's a bit more...
LSD.
Yeah. but I mean, that fits with Alice in Wonderland, right? Because White Rabbit, the song is all about drugs. So I think something like that, where it's a bit more demonic, a bit more real, instead of the spooky bollocks that we've had with the Fiend and all that sort of stuff, ground it in reality, but have all the sort of connotations of something more mystical and demonic.
It did feel real, NXT. It really did. Yeah. That was realistic. What do you think, Ross?
I think the stuff with the human puppets coming to life and being big, scary stuff, I think it would visually, more than anything, just be fantastic. They don't have to be good wrestlers. We don't need to see Canadian Destroyers from a White Rabbit with murderous tendencies upon its person. So that's what I want to see. But will we see that? I've got no idea. One more thing to bring to the table, which I quickly forgot about there, is Swallowing the Rabbit Hole is a song by Code Orange, the band who did Bray Wyatt's Fiend theme.
Yeah.
It's nailed on, isn't it? Nailed on. Let us know what you think in the comments down below. Will it be a new Bray Wyatt? What other clues have you seen online, on Dury TV, or everywhere and anywhere? Let us know what they are in the comments down below. I've been Ross, joined by Adam and Fraser. Any closing remarks before we go?
No, but I'm really excited for whatever this is. I'm actually excited to see what teaser is on Friday, which I've not been for a while. But I have been excited for WWE recently.
Yeah, like, you know what? It's so fun to be celebrating a product, which I think a lot of people have thought has been stale for a while. It's nice to see a renewed energy in WWE fans. WWE Universe, sorry. I love it. I'm looking forward to seeing Bray. It's not going to be anybody else.
Yeah. And I'd just like to apologize to Alan Nadeau III for what we said about you in this video. That's it for the video. Goodbye, everybody. Don't be scared by big fiendish people. Goodbye. God bless everybody. Alan.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.